Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Anna Mary joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
And we also have her son, Sam, joining us.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. It's good to have you both on the show. And Anna Mary reached out to us because she wanted to share just how amazing her son, Sam, is. Tell us a little bit about Sam.
Yeah. So Sam is 15 years old, and he was born with a congenital heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome and Kabuki syndrome. But he doesn't let that define him and his love of sports. And so that's why we wrote in. He recently participated in the Youth Athlete of the Year contest through Sports Illustrated and 3 Brands. And he made it all the way to the quarterfinals in first place every time, and then fell one place shy of making it to the semifinals.
Oh my goodness. What sort of involved? What did he have to do to get into this competition?
It was a social competition, so a fundraiser for the Why Not You and the V Foundation, raising money for cancer treatments and cures. And so basically it was who could get the best community around them to vote, and everyone got free votes every day, and then there was a fundraising option. So basically he had to rally his community. What did you do, Sam?
We made about 2 videos. And we posted 5,000 times.
We posted tons of times. We put up flyers. We just got his big sports communities. He plays adaptive and challenger sports. So we got those communities involved.
Yeah, talk about the sports that he plays.
Yeah, what sports do you play, Sam?
Baseball, basketball, lacrosse, and soccer.
Sam, yeah, what do you like about playing those sports?
Kind of fun and asking.
And Sam, you live with some pretty heavy stuff. Like, it doesn't bother you, though, huh? You just go play.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for kids out there that might be feeling like they can't do something?
Yes, you can always do it, guys.
Yeah, Sam plays a lot of adaptive sports, so they're challenger sports where he'll have a buddy with him, and the community around us is so supportive. I think it's sometimes more fun for the buddies than the kids, but not for Sam. He hits a home run every time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he had his first unified basketball game yesterday, and how many baskets did you get?
Like 2 or 3.
Let's go, Sam. Light Sam's work. A hooper, too.
How's that jumper, Sam?
Good.
He's like, it's wet, you know.
Who's your favorite athlete, Sam?
Jason Tatum.
Oh, we do love some Jason Tatum, don't we, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys have a lot in common, doing stuff for your communities, being there for other people, showing people that they can do whatever they put their mind to.
Yeah. You do that?
Well, you are exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. That is for sure. And now, Sam, you and your mom, Anna Mary, are both officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Well, we can't wait to see what you do next, Sam.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you soon, okay, buddy?
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Bye. What a nice young man.
Sweet kid.
Yep.
Just not letting any of it get to him.
That is what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about.
You got it.
If you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you got something going on in your life, maybe a family member or a friend that's just doing great things and you want to share with us, we'd love to hear these stories. You can call or text 617-655-1234, and we will book you for the Good Vibe Tribe. You have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
I do.
Okay.
It's the mashup you didn't know you needed. What if someone put together some Huntricks and some Eminem? You're welcome. Bugging you out like a lullaby. Hear that song, make
Thanks, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, boss.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.